Hello, everyone. Welcome to the New Realms Podcast. It's a very special episode today. I'm Chad Michael Van Alston.
And this is Stephen Hum.
That's right. That's not Alex Curran, ladies and gentlemen. He is sick, could not attend the Magic 2014 pre-release, so Stephen went in his stead. Is that correct, Steve?
I would say I went, period.
Yeah, he was going to go anyway, let's be honest. But anyway, so Steve's here today to give his impressions as a new player, also. You started playing this year.
Yeah, about last fall, I would say.
Yeah, okay, I guess so, yeah. So, your impressions on the pre-release and stuff like that. My initial impression was that the reprints for the set are fucking awesome. So, you've never experienced cards like Time Ebb, some of these classics that they reprinted, right? Like,
exactly.
I don't even know if you're in shock, right? Because you've been buying only... Have you bought any core sets at all?
I didn't buy any core sets, but I've had... I saw 2013 and Ravnica and all that stuff, but nothing really older than that.
Oh, so you did have some 2013 cards?
Yes.
So this is your first pre-release for a core set?
Yes.
What did you think was different in terms of the pre-release from here to, say, Return to Ravnica?
I would say there's a lack of... Definitely the cards were slow played. Very slow played.
I'll agree with that completely. Yeah.
You can get... I was able to get 8-9 mana and still be fine and not worry about anything. Other pre-releases... Going that far into the game, you were really in trouble or lacking if you could get that far.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the other thing is it's like more traditional Magic play as well. So there wasn't a whole lot of ridiculous combos. Essentially was like traditional stuff. It feels like it's sort of inviting to new players. You know, the most crazy combo you're going to see is something that gives, you know, another creature death touch and a plus one at the same time and, you know, blah, blah,
right.
blah. A little bit of removal, but nothing really insane that alters the game dramatically, I would say.
No, nothing to really change the game at one point.
Absolutely not. I would say that the one thing I thought was completely dominant at this tournament was fucking life gain, and I don't know why.
I agree.
I don't know why.
Two players I played with had that. And it was just difficult to play against those two players.
It is. And I think the reason is because it's so hard to, like, overcome something like that which, when you're playing Magic in a traditional sense. It's really hard to overcome even gaining four mana because it's hard to fucking do four damage to your opponent.
Yeah.
You know? So, to me, like, that was the most dominant. Neither Steve or I did very good, nor I did very good at this tournament, I would say. Is that accurate?
It is sadly accurate.
I was technically in the prize-winning pool, but only because I had the bye, and then I beat the guy who was in second place, or something to that effect. I'm not really sure. But it was also a really small turnout, because apparently everyone went to the midnight, and you and I did not.
No.
So, small turnout here locally, but who knows how it was everywhere else. The other thing I noticed is that the pros for the set... were complaining that there's only a couple cards that they wanted. Like, the pros were looking at this and telling me there's only a couple cards they wanted, blah, blah, blah. One of them I got, but it's actually a reprint of a commander card, Scavenging Ooze. It's exile, yeah, target card from a graveyard. If it's a creature card, plus one, encounter Scavenging Ooze, blah, 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 and you gain one life. It's a cool card. But it was reprinted. It was printed in Commander originally, and the pros really liked it. People really loved it. So they're like, okay, let's reprint this in Standard. But other than that, the only cards that I found that I really enjoyed were some of the new ones. Like, all these new slivers were fucking cool. But my issue with them is they had slivers of the game. I saw no one play with a sliver deck at the tournament. Not one person had a sliver
deck. I don't think you could play a sliver deck.
I don't think you could either. Not with the cards you got, certainly in the packs. I'm not even convinced you can make a deck out of it, period.
It'd be really close, but I don't think you can.
Right. And they were the majority of new cards were slivers, I think. So Imposing Sovereign is another really good new one. I mean, there's some definitely good stuff in there that the pros should enjoy and the casual players should enjoy. But Slivers coming back was like this great ode to classic players and to get new players into Tribals. But they're weak. They're weak, right? Like, they're not strong enough to hold its own in a deck. And especially if these are not coming back in the next block set, imagine having a fucking Sliver deck entirely based on M14. That would be the only standard legal version of a Sliver deck is M14, whatever they release. No, that's not going to happen.
No, there's not too many cards that can fill out a good, solid deck.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's, I don't know. In general, though, like, I enjoyed the slow play of Magic. I enjoyed this a little bit more than I thought I was going to. I don't think I'm going to buy any more of this set, just because I feel like a lot of it is filler, and it's definitely for new players, and the new cards don't intrigue me enough to want to chase them down in boosters. Maybe if I want any of them, I'll chase them down in singles or whatever. And I guess that's my issue, is why I've never gone to pre-release before, as an old player. I'm getting so much double shit. The new stuff is great, but at the end of the day, I can't use much of this M14 as a standalone deck. I'm going to have to mix it with the blocks anyway, so I really don't feel the urge to buy it right now, because it does not mix very well with New Ravnica at all, because there's so much individualism to the color in M14 So maybe it's going to mix with the new block that comes out. But right now, I feel like M14 is very standalone until we see what comes next. Just because Ravnica was so much about mixing colors, and this is so much about fucking single-color decks, two at the most, and the colors don't help each other very much in M14, at least from what I saw. I only went two colors because it really didn't have the cards to make out a solid one. What do you think?
Well, I had to go three colors.
Did you?
I did.
Three in a 40-card deck?
I did. It actually
worked.
Man. If I went with two colors, it would have been a very weak two colors.
You think so?
I had to splash a third one to make it a little bit more effective, and actually worked.
The guy who came in first place also splashed in a third color.
Did he really?
Some blue. Yeah, you must not have seen it.
No, he only had two when I played him.
Oh, by the way, Alex made this claim, and I sort of followed it as well, I think, on the first podcast. Maybe I made it. I don't know. But that there was no, what's the term? What do you, mana, you know.
Oh, mana fixing?
Yeah, mana fixing. Thank you. I'm not up on all these keywords. Anyway, yeah. But there is some.
There is some, because that's how I made my three colors work. I had a couple cards that fixed my mana for me.
Yeah, there is some, and there's not a whole lot. But we went into this with the impression that there was none, or like extremely little, but that was not the case. Every deck I saw had some sort of mana fixing it, some sort of double land, some sort of land search. It definitely exists in the game, so. I don't know. It's a good time.
Yeah, I would say so. I enjoyed my playing time there. Got some different cards. New cards for me. Obviously.
All the slivers are an entirely new concept for you, right?
They are.
They also changed. See, the old cards, man, slivers, all of their abilities used to grant all slivers their abilities. Now they're specifically your own, which is strange.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess I sort of stand corrected in the sense that the slivers exist in, I guess, all colors, right? I think, anyway. I'm not totally sure in M14. So there is some sort of color combining with the slivers, you know? But that's the only area where I saw it being encouraged.
I did not notice. Know that.
No? Anyway, this has been a real quick episode. We just wanted to do like a quick 10 minutes here to hold over until Alex and I get a big show. Next time we're going to be talking about some new stuff with Cryptozoic, some new stuff Wizards is doing. Probably going to throw some video games in there because there seems like there's some crossover with the Magic the Gathering Planeswalker game for Xbox. I don't know if you played it.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, yeah, Alex is really excited about it. I played the 2012. It's good. It's good. Anyway, so we're going to do... We're going to do our random gatherer card just because it's tradition at this point. And our random card of the show is Gravel Slinger from Onslaught. This was printed once and I know nothing about it, so it's going to be hard to talk about.
But it's a morph card. I did not even know this card existed till now.
There you go. Either do I. I don't own one. I never bought any Onslaught. Who the fuck bought Onslaught? Are you serious? This would be much better if Alex were here because he would know more about it. Oh, this is a total bomb.
It seems like a very expensive card for what it's worth.
Yeah, it is. It's a morph card, though, to be fair. So it goes down as a 2-2 for 3. You know? Morph is this concept. I mean, they have new morph cards, right? You have some.
I've
you?
Seen a few.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about them with, you know, what they were to begin with and morph into and all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel that. One more thing to mention is M14, there was no new abilities, right, in the set? Nothing that stood out as new. Everything was old.
I don't think there's anything new. I think everything's recycled.
Yeah, I don't know if that's tradition. I don't know if they recycle everything in the blocks or the base sets and then come out with new stuff for the blocks, which I'm sure will happen. So, anyway, that's it. Quick 10 minutes here. We'll see you all for the official episode 2 sometime later this week. I'm Chad Van Alston.
I'm Stephen Hum.
We'll see you next time.